My name is Cameron Pinnix, and today on this historical podcast, we are going to be traveling back to around 1954, more specifically, the Vietnam War. First, we are going to start with some background info on what the Vietnam War even was. The Vietnam War was the second of the Indochina Wars, from 1954 to 1975, and was officially fought between North Vietnam and South Vietnam. The communist government of North Vietnam and other pro-communist nations like the Soviet Union and China was against the government of South Vietnam and its main ally, the United States. Also, other anti-communist nations such as South Korea, the Philippines, and Australia. The Vietnam War was part of something bigger, though. That was known as the Cold War. The Cold War was a rivalry that developed after World War II between the United States and the Soviet Union and their respective allies. That were just mentioned. After the surrender of the Nazi Germany in 1954, the Soviet Union began to make left-wing governments in Eastern Europe and Britain, and the US was worried that Soviet domination in Eastern Europe might be permanent and start to spread. But back to the focal point. The Vietnam War started, more specifically involving the US, because the United States had provided funding, armaments, and training to South Vietnam's government and military. The U.S. didn't want communism to spread, and the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which we are going to get more into. Break the war down into some key points like cause and effect and Vietnam War politics to help it be better understood. For starters, because the US had provided funding, armaments, and training to South Vietnam, as well as the 23,000 plus American soldiers deployed by John F. Kennedy and Lyndon B. Johnson, and the Cold War fears of the domino theory occurring, the Vietnam War started and progressed to April of 1975. But aside from the US just wanting to support South Vietnam as an ally, the United States' deep-rooted Cold War fear of President Eisenhower's domino theory, which is that if communism took place here, it would spread to another, is what cemented the US's involvement in the Vietnam over the years. They more officially joined the war in 1975 in response to North Vietnam's attack on a US military ship. This is the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and U.S.'s involvement in the war lasted from 1965 to 1973. The whole war ended 2 years later in 1975, as said earlier. Economics of the Vietnam War. The economic portions of the Vietnam War include the U.S. providing funding to South Vietnam, which was $28.5 billion in aid to South Vietnam, and the $111 billion provided in military operations. The Vietnam War cost $168 billion, or $1 trillion in today's dollars, in total. Even today, the United States pays $22 billion a year in war compensations for Vietnam veterans and their families. Last but definitely not least thing we are going to focus on is the social history of the Vietnam War. Going back to the roots of the rivalry in Asian countries, we are looking at 1887. 1887 is considered the roots of the start of the Vietnam War for many historians. In 1887, France colonized the country, causing Vietnam to be split into two sides that would be pitted against each other decades later. Years later, we have the supporting sides, which were mentioned a bit earlier. Yes, it's politics, but it's also social. What I'm referring to when I say that is anti-communist nations versus the pro-communist nations. Socially, both sides know what they want, which is what caused alliances to happen. The US and other nations against communism knew what they wanted for their countries, which is what led to them supporting South Vietnam, Another part of the social history of this war is talking about the protests against people joining the war. Multiple people did not support American troops fighting in Vietnam, mainly from the lack of knowledge about the war. Even youth, like students at Boston College in 1945, would lead protests trying to stop the war in Vietnam. You can only imagine the amount of social divisions that happened in people's lives. Families falling apart if their sons were anti-war. Even with the reading The Things They Carried by Tim O'Brien, you get a more close-up of how things went for people socially during this time. You would be considered an embarrassment to your family lineup if you didn't participate in the war or tried to run to Canada for safety. This is definitely a difficult time for everyone mentally, physically, and emotionally. To an end, I will say this. The Vietnam War could possibly be considered one of the most important parts of the U.S.'s history, depending on how you look at it. It was definitely one of the most brutal and bloody with terms of casualties. The U.S. troops suffered just over 48,000 deaths in Vietnam. Contrast that to estimates into the millions of losses for the Vietnamese. But imagine we didn't get involved and South Vietnam didn't get the support they needed. Would communism have spread to the U.S.? Would the setup of countries now be different? Of course, it's important to mention how it's a controversial topic to the question of who even won the war. People might say the US did since they suffered less deaths, but on the flip side, this wasn't really the US's battle to begin with, which is what I had mentioned earlier with the social history of the division in Asian countries in 1887. The political goal of the U.S. wasn't technically achieved either, so it's hard to say who won and who lost, but something we can all agree on is we don't ever want another incident like the Vietnam War to occur again. Thank you for listening. Until next time.